Hey, let's talk about Umberto. Humberto. 7/14/64. Today is 8/11. Chief complaint: cough. Number one, I've had a cough since. I've had the cough since COVID. I've had cough since COVID a year ago. Next number, abdominal pain off and on. Next number, EG. Next number, testicular pain off and on. Next number. Hypertension evaluation, next number increased cholesterol, next number is leg pain, next number is arm pain, next number is recent, or a year ago is carotid ultrasound, or 2 years ago is carotid ultrasound, show what it looked like, mild stenosis needs to be rechecked, next number is rectal bleed, next number is palpitation, next number is BPH symptoms. Our patient is a 59-year-old gentleman who comes in today for multiple issues and problems. He's single, he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have any children, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink on a regular basis, he works outside in cold as a machinist, and in the heat when it's hot. Medication includes lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, atorvastatin. Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20 to 12 and a half once a day, atorvastatin, 20 once a day, Ambien, 5 milligram once a day. Make a list. Allergy, non COVID immunizations up to date. Social as above, review of system as above, surgery none, medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, family history, hypertension. In mom, in dad, he doesn't know what mom died of, but they both have been dead for some time. Colonoscopy a year ago. Oh, on the review of system, put that as above. He also has had history of hemorrhoids and has had some bleeding recently. No fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion reported, except for the cough that was mentioned. 237 pounds. He's up about 4 pounds from last year. 96%, 97.9, 16, 67, 122 over 64. Heart pauses, one pause, rest two lungs, few ronchi, abdomen, soft mixture, this shows the rational mucosal damage, logical and focal. Rectal exam reveals both internal and external hemorrhoids galore. That's GLORE. Testicular discomfort reveals no masses or abscess formation. Assessment number one, hypertension. Number two, cough. Number three, continue with current meds. Number four, because of his cough, he's going to get a dexamethasone injection. Next number, he says the cough has been going on longer than he's on his blood pressure medication. Next number, he's going to get a CT of his chest because this appears to have been getting worse after COVID. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is EG, add Cialis. Next number is rectal bleed. Secondary to internal external hemorrhoids. Next one is colonoscopy. It's up to date. Next one is anisole HC added. Next one is Cialis 20 milligram for sex life. Next one is CT of the chest without contrast. Next one is he knows how to set that up. Next number will call me. I'll call the patient with the CT scan when available. Next number, carotid stenosis shows no changes from a year ago. Next number is ultrasound of the scrotum, looks normal. Next number is leg pain and arm pain, shows no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next one is palpitation, next one is BPH, next one is check PSA, next number is findings were discussed with patient at length, next one medications were refilled. Next number, if the rectal bleeding doesn't improve, we'll go see a gastroenterologist for banding, and he understands that. Next number, by the way, put allergen and drug allergy making medication list for him. Did you do that? Thank you so much. Okay, so that's him. Let me make sure there's nothing else that I missed. Okay, that's it. Thank you.